Hello, everybody. Welcome to Matt and Dory's Excellent Adventure. I'm Matt.
I am Dory.
That was really labored. Labored. Intentional.
Thank you. I did not mean for it to sound labored. I did mean for it to sound intentional.
I just got the word that I wanted eluded me. Mm. So labored came out.
I see.
Which, you know, we're doing a podcast sometimes about labor. Hopefully, if everything works out with your in vitro fertilizations or your, you know, whatever other methods there are, turkey basters, magic. That's it.
That's it. Turkey basters, IVF, and magic.
Those are the only three ways to make a baby. How is everybody doing? Everybody, of course, I just mean Dory. You all can't answer me.
I'm fine.
Having a day? What are you doing?
Well, let's see. Last night I played poker.
I haven't even talked to you since then.
I mean, we've talked.
How'd it go? Not really.
It went fine. I made a little bit of money.
Nice!
I had to rebuy, but then I had streak of really annoying
bad beats.
Like I'd have like a pair of jacks, but it would be like jack seven, and the person who won would have like jack nine.
Now, before anyone wants to call the Internal Revenue Service, when you say you want a little money, how much do you mean?
$11.
There we go. We have very different habits.
Hey, listen. I came home ahead, though, you know?
Oh, yeah. You come home even or only losing a little. You're a winner.
Yeah. So anyway, I had a bunch of those, and I was just like so annoyed. And then I had to rebuy. So I rebought, and then I had like a streak of good luck.
And where did I go? There I am. So then you were running hot.
Then I was running hot, hot, hot.
That's good. Cards are falling where they may, and no one can beat you.
And then I won the last hand. I love winning the last hand.
I love winning the last hand, too, because a lot of times people just throw stupid money in.
Yeah. Yeah, they that know. Happened.
So it's like, well, whatever.
Yeah, totally. Whatever.
Might as well.
Yeah. And I was like, well, I have the best hand, so.
Well, while you
I
did that.
I win.
I was putting Henry to bed. And then four times I went in there.
That's a lot of times.
On the fifth time, he was yelling. But he was standing up, so I came in. And he told me he had to pee. And I was like, oh, okay, let's get you out of that sleep sack. And then I was taking off, and I was like, wait a second, you have a diaper on. What am I doing?
Okay, so I think the reason he did that is because yesterday when I was putting him down for his nap, put him in his diaper, and then he went to brush his teeth, and then I see him like looking down, and I'm like, oh, he's peeing. And then we come back like to put him in a sleep sack, and he was like, he said I peed in my diaper, and he wanted to change his diaper.
Right.
I was like, I mean, that's legit.
Fresh start. Sure.
Yeah, you don't want to go to sleep with a wet diaper. And then I said, bud, you know, if we put your diaper on and you feel like you have to pee, I can just take your diaper off and you can just go pee.
Oh.
I did not mean once he went to, like, once he got in his crib. I just meant, like, in that kind of scenario.
That was 8:20 p.m.
But I think he must have been like, oh, if I'm awake and I feel like I have to pee, even if I have a diaper on, I can just, I'll just ask them.
In a way, I was like, I guess this is good, though, because you're aware of your body.
Well, I was, and I was like, it's actually good that he doesn't want to sleep in a wet diaper.
Yeah.
You know?
But like, boy, oh boy, he was so excited when it was dark out.
Oh my God.
And you know, as you all might remember, we let our child pee in the bushes like a dog. So he, instead of using his potty or the toilet last night, he wanted to go outside.
And oh my God.
So excited that you could see the moon and a couple of stars.
Oh boy.
And he's like, it's dark, so now that light, if I walk by, will go on. And I was like,
oh my gosh.
That's right. And got him back in the old sleep sack after that, put his diaper back on, and I didn't go back in. He didn't, because he went to sleep.
Good.
But it was interesting, this whole, I need to pee, me forgetting that he has a diaper on him. Just reflex, because whenever he says that, it's like, how fast can I get his shorts off?
Right.
And then I literally took him out of the sleep sack, and I was like, hang on a second.
Yeah, I mean, it was the same kind of thing. Like, he didn't, he knew he had to pee, and he probably didn't want to be in a wet diaper.
Yeah.
Like, to start the night off, you know?
Anyway, so that was our evening last night. Dory's out pokering. I'm at home gambling on how long I could sit before Henry called me back in.
You take the under?
You know, I should have taken the over because, no, I should have taken the under. You're right. Because I went in so many times. Mm-hmm. Anyway, how's your weekend? We got Henry a bicycle.
Yeah, we did.
Like, with training wheels. And it's very funny watching him get frustrated at not being able to move the pedals.
We realized that most of the times, because, you know, it's one of those little bikes where you go backwards and it brakes. There's no, like, handbrake, obviously.
It's a fixed gear bike.
And we realized that when he was having the most trouble, it was because he was really kind of overthinking it.
Yes.
So then when we started telling him, like, I would stand, like, down the driveway, and we'd be like, okay, just look at mama. And then he would look at me, and he could do it the whole time.
Yeah.
But if he stopped looking at me, he would, like,
look down,
think about it, and then break and get frustrated.
Yeah.
So that was a good kind of, like reminder of how, like, I don't know, kind of like how brains work, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, just like he knew how to pedal. Like, right. He knew how to do it.
He was capable of
pedaling. He was capable of doing it. But when he, like, concentrated too hard on the actual act of pedaling,
right,
he was getting flustered. But when he kind of just let his instincts take over, he was able to do it.
Yeah. And, you know, it was, I would say that he had a good, this morning, yeah, because that was this morning, we were a little bit late, but this morning I decided, let me just move the cars over to one side so we could have the length of the driveway to ride up and down, which actually gave him a lot of space when you park so close to the wall that you can't get out. It really allows a lot of space for Henry.
Yeah.
And this all stems from, I fixed Dory's bike last week for some reason.
Because I joined a gym. Oh, you wanted to go to a
gym that was close.
That was close. And I was like, it feels so LA and so silly to drive there. Like,
right.
It's so close. But it's also been really hot. And walking there is just like hot. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really want to walk there and back.
And I said.
And then Matt was like, why don't you ride your bike? And I was like, oh, yeah, I have a bike
that
I haven't ridden in a long time.
2 years. She hasn't ridden since we've been here.
So Matt tuned it up. Then I realized that my helmet was broken.
Got it up and running.
So yesterday we went to the bike store. I got a new helmet. I'm like ready to go here.
My bike, not in as good a shape as Dory. Because, well, my bike was covered, but it was so close to where the sprinklers went off that the sprinkler would go off and the water would get in underneath.
Oh, that's not good.
So it sat there for like a year just getting wet.
That's not good.
And so anyway, I'm replacing the cassette. I'm replacing the... Essentially, I'm doing a whole new drivetrain on the bike, and I had to replace a brake because it was warped. But I'm excited to be a family of bicyclers. It's not going to happen. We live in LA, so
No, but like we could go, we could ride.
Once we get a bike
rack. Once we get a bike rack, we can take our bikes like to the beach where there's a bike path. Uh-huh. We can, like there's places we can go where we can ride our bikes in a relatively protected
right
space. I did see a dad and two little girls riding their bikes the other day. They were going up our street and the little girls had flags on the back, like really tall flags on the back of their bikes. And they were riding in the street and these were little girls. And I was like, wow, like that's bold, but also like they are being, like they're being pretty safe, you know? I don't think Henry's ready for that.
But I like a tall flag on a bike.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It seemed like a good solution. Because, yeah, I feel like family biking could be really fun. Just like I think family camping could potentially be really fun.
All these things require a tow hitch to be put on Dory's Volvo.
Well, I mean, we can do that.
Well, let me get an arc welder.
Oh, boy.
We weld it myself. I'm kidding.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to fabricate the whole thing. All I need is some tubular steel. What, 4-inch, 2-inch? I don't even know.
How are things going with you?
You know, I'm older now. Had a birthday. It was a birthday. Dory did a great job with decorating the home for our big party. That consisted of Dory and Henry and I. Huge. It was huge. So
it was a rager.
If you weren't invited, it was on you. Yeah.
Henry was so excited to decorate.
It was really cute. He really, really sort of fell into the role of like MTV Cribs. He was really showing me around. Just pointing at various banners and paper balls. He did. He got, you know, he did it in a lot of rooms. They wanted to do Dory's office, but she said, no, I don't get it. I just, Dory should have.
Well, we were running out of time.
Yeah. Well, I tried to like err on the side of taking a little longer at the golf course. Because you'd asked.
Yeah, I did. So. Yeah, but you got to blow out a candle. Well, Henry got to blow out a candle. Henry blew out
a candle. I got a very nice Raphael Devers card from Dory. The only one I've lit so far is baseball glove.
And does it smell like a baseball glove?
It smells like leather. It smells like leather cleaner. Oh. Sounds like when I clean the leather in a car. Okay.
I got Matt a set of Fenway Park scent candles.
Yeah, essentially. So it's grass, beer, peanuts, and leather. Which are all, you know, they're all good scents.
And a What We Do in the Shadows t-shirt.
Yeah.
And some magnets of him and Henry.
Yes, the magnet one, I was like, I thought they were coasters.
They do look like coasters.
I still think they're coasters.
Because they're wood.
By the way, I think they'd serve better as coasters. Because as magnets, I feel like I just lose track of them.
Mm, interesting.
You know how I love coasters.
Sure.
I don't. But, you know, A+ to Dory. And then today she did dishes. I was just like, what's happening?
A whole new world.
No, seriously, what's happening?
I'm just trying to, like, I'm playing chess, not checkers, okay?
Are you trying to... Well, this must be, you're just setting me up for checkmate, so I'll be dead soon, I guess.
No, I just like to keep people guessing. I like to set the bar really low. So then when I do something like do the dishes, Matt thinks that I'm like,
I high-fived her. I was like so excited.
Had like a brain transplant.
Yeah. I literally walked into Henry's room because I was like, I picked up a kitchen knife off of the counter and I was bringing it over to the sink and I was like, oh, we got to wash this. And I was like, all right, I'm going to wash all the dishes.
And then it was like record scratch.
The dishes were empty. There's nothing in the sink on a Sunday. I mean, I was just what happened? So I went in and I literally high fived her and I left. So, you know what, everybody? I would say do one thing a week that would make your partner high five you. And then I think you'll have a good time.
Well, I like that. Let's remind everyone that they can email us at dorymatt@gmail.com or mattanddory@gmail.com, and they can call or 39, text us.
In case anyone was wondering. 30, oh, yeah, Matt's 39. 39. Almost 40.
As Henry likes to remind him.
Every day.
Every day.
Why
do you have 39?
Like, I don't know, but it's just sort of how time works.
You can call or text us at 413-461-BABY.
Nice. All right, we'll be right back.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you ready to get active? Well, think Bombas, the better basics that take sweat wicking, blister preventing, friction-free movement seriously. Look, they finally admitted it. It's in the ad copy. Golfing is among the activities that Bombas is proud to be a part of. And nearly every time I golf, Bombas socks are a part of my golf game. In fact,
same today, for tennis. Same for tennis, oh, Matt.
I had to wear the high ones today because it was 37 degrees.
Wow. I bet you loved those soft, breathable materials.
I loved literally everything about them, including their fun bluish green color. Look, nice. I've been talking about Bombas forever, guys. Socks, underwear, t-shirts are the number one, two, and three most requested items in homeless shelters. And that's why for every comfy item you purchase, Bombas donates another comfy item to someone experiencing homelessness. Performance socks are made with technically advanced features like proprietary hex tech. Oh, that makes sense now that the hex is stitched in there. Mm-hmm. Oh, it incorporates sweat-wicking.
See, the light bulb's
yarns.
Going off.
Ah, supportive strategic zone cushioning, built-in ventilation to increase airflow. Bombas are a gym bag staple that are made to last and a golf bag staple. And if they experience any wear or tear, Bombas will replace them for life. I didn't know that.
Wow.
Hold the phone.
Wow.
But I was like, I got to get some socks replaced. And then I realized none of them are in need of replacement. Their performance socks are very colorful and comfortable, and you want to wear them even when you're not working out or hitting the links. No matter how you like to get active, Bombas has something for you. Gripper socks to help you stay balanced in Pilates and bar, or Dory's dad, whose favorite thing is socks that have grippers on the bottom. Left, right foot contoured running socks give you perfect fit that won't slide in your shoe. Merino wool socks keep you comfy and supported all day while on the course, baby. Bombas has a 100% happiness guarantee. That means you're covered for life. Reach out anytime. Their happiness team will help facilitate easy returns, exchanges, or replacements. Go to bombas.com/adventure. Use the code adventure for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/adventure and use the code adventure at checkout. Hello, we're back, and we're ready to hear from some of you, the listeners of Excellent Adventure.
All right. You know, I just wanted to kick things off with someone just saying nice things about us.
Hang on. I just want to say that I knocked over a full can of Sprite, and my panic set in, and then I realized it's not open.
Close
it's
one.
It's like, oh, God. Sprite's here.
Are we ready for a voicemail?
Yes.
Hello, Matt, Dory, Little Henry, Bo, the whole crew. Hey, even the pet sitter and babysitter, everyone. Hello. I just wanted to reach out and say I am so grateful to y'all's podcast. As a person that I am not in a journey trying to have a child, used to a couple years ago, but as time's gone on, I've the desires just kind of dried up. I'm not really thinking that's part of my life. But listening to this podcast has made me much more aware of difficulties that people might have. And so I truly feel like it has helped me become a better person, just understanding more people, which I think everyone can always do, is understanding more people. So I just again want to call and say thank you for the podcast you do, even from a person that's 26 and just not trying to have a child right now or in the near future. So this is Christian signing off from Orlando in a 1400 house that we actually just bought relatively recently. It's housing market fun. I don't think I've had a hot dog this year.
26
I haven't.
House.
I've probably only had 20 my entire life. Amazing. And my favorite are the hamburger hot dog roll-ups from 7-Eleven. And yes, I know they're not a hot dog, but
sure.
My TV is about 65 inch.
Oh. What a life.
Smart TV in our living room, and I have two gaming monitors, which are 23 inches and 27 inches.
Oh, my God.
Thought it'd be fun. And, yeah, I live with my new wife and a little cat named Nemo. Like Nemo the fish, but with an M. Thank you so much.
Well, first of all, thank you for the call. Second of all, you're doing everything right. Seems like you're having a great time. You got two gaming monitors, you've got a 65 inch TV, you own property in the greater Orlando area, and you're 26 years old and married.
They also followed up with another
voicemail.
Hi, this is Christian again. I forgot to throw in this little bit of info. I did just pick up some Wheat Thins,
nice.
A big box of them, and so I'm hoping to finish my third box of Wheat Thins this year. And again, the Wheat Thins only last one sitting, not over a period of time. I eat them in about 24 hours. It's not a fun
sure.
time, but
well,
I love them. Wheat Thins are amazing. Just thought you might appreciate this, Matt.
I do. I love
Thank
Wheat Thins.
Thank you again.
Wheat Thins are literally like my substitute meal.
You do love a Wheat Thin with some cheese on it.
Yeah, get yourself some Cracker Barrel white cheddar. You know, slice it up, little slices the size of a Wheat Thin cracker, and make yourself a bunch of tiny little cheese sandwiches with Wheat Thins. You're welcome.
Bo also likes those.
But Wheat Thin, yeah, the Wheat Thin box, the regular size box, is just like, it might as well be like a little sandwich snack baggie you brought with you to school. It's not that, there's not that much happening in there.
Mm.
But I love a Wheat Thin, and I like that phone call, so thank you.
All right. Moving on to an email from KC, who says, "Hello, excellent friends. We are in New York and have 6 untested blasts left over from a donor egg cycle that we are looking to donate. Since the laws around embryo donation here are pretty restrictive, our clinic suggested Embryo Donation International in Florida. One of their nurses used to work there." And they give it a website, embryodonation.com. "We've not started the process yet, but intend to soon. They describe themselves as an alternative to the more common embryo donation services and that they do not restrict by religion, LGBTQ status, marital status, and so on. They offer a range of options for openness/engagement between donors and recipients. They also seem to expect most recipients will be traveling from other states/countries and are prepared for that process. Worth a look."
Hmm.
Casey.
Maybe that is worth a look.
Worth a look.
We should do a podcast segment called Worth a Look or You're a Crook. And then we look at things and
what?
It's, you know, we go, oh, this thing is definitely a scam. You're a crook. This thing seems interesting. Worth a look.
Wow, okay.
Don't forget to like in the comments and ring the bell icon. What?
I think you secretly want a YouTube show.
It's not a secret. I would absolutely I'd happily have a YouTube show.
So why don't you?
I don't have the production quality I need to put out what I think is a good video.
Really?
At least not yet. We'll see. We'll see what's happening out there.
All you need is like a ring light, really.
That's if you're just going to do like a yapping at the camera kind of thing.
What would you do? What would your YouTube show be?
It would be something like worth a look or you're a crook.
Oh. Wow. Everyone's getting in on the ground floor on this.
Yeah. I watching a lot of Donut Media last like couple of days.
Donut Media.
I really enjoy their content.
What's Donut Media?
Car stuff.
Oh, okay.
I think all the hosts are very personable and funny and somehow not annoying.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah. So that's a little, go ahead. Do you like cars at all? Do you like bad products from Amazon that are car related? Head on over. Check them out.
All right. Well, thank you, Casey. Thank you, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to read another email from Helena. I'm actually going to read her email in flipped order.
Wow.
All right. First, she writes, I was wondering if you could send out the signal to the egg donors. What does the process look like? Would any of your listeners be willing to share their stories? I have many PGS-tested embryos left. Oh, I think she means embryo donors. I can't get myself to destroy them. At the same time, I find the prospect of my children walking somewhere on Earth without my knowledge very distressing. If I wanted to donate, would I be able to pick a family? Would it be possible to keep in touch with them? Can I ask for daily updates? I'm only half joking, which validates my suspicion that it is not a good idea at this point in my life. Anyways, would love to hear some stories from people who donated embryos. So that is part one
of
her email. And then she says, she also says, I'm very sorry about the beta result story. I'm so curious how you are feeling these days and what your next steps will be. Which I guess is part two. And then part three is, my son Bernard goes by Bear, is 1 month younger than Henry. He loves the podcast and asks for Henry. Do you think you could say hi to him? He would be so excited to be acknowledged by the podcast celebrities. Hello, Bear.
Hi, Bear. Where's Henry? Could we give Henry to say hi to Bear?
He's outside, I think.
Let me see. Hang on a second. Oh. He's just gone in. I don't see him outside.
All right. Sorry, Bear.
Bear, stay tuned. We'll see if we can get a hold of Henry.
And then Helena also adds, per the au pair signal, of course, everyone has a different experience. Mine has been great so far. My au pair, Natalia, arrived 2 days before my second transfer. She's 22 and she is from Poland, like me. She had very minimal childcare experience. She's an absolute lifesaver, and both my family and she had a wonderful year. She's leaving for Poland next month and a new au pair is coming. A few caveats. She lives in our guest house. That gives us both much needed privacy. Mm-hmm. We have a common language and culture. My husband doesn't speak Polish. He didn't form a strong bond with her, but that's not an issue for anyone. She's a great driver.
Nice.
I interviewed probably 10 to 15 candidates to find the right fit. My agency is called Cultural Care, but I don't think the agency matters that much. They are all similar. It's all about the right personality fit and establishing expectations prior to the arrival. That is from Helena, who has a husband, a science toddler, and a science newborn, a dog, and a cat, in 2,800 square feet in Memphis, Tennessee. I had a few IKEA hot dogs this year. Never been to Costco. We don't have a TV. We watch movies on a projector.
Well, I mean, that's just
fancy.
La-di-da. By 120 inches. No effort from your husband to learn Polish, huh? I'm only saying that out loud because I probably would be the same. Mm. I'd be like, hello. Thank you. Hi. Would you like me to move the car? Thanks. That would be it.
What else would you say?
Those are all the words I would say, probably. I'd love some sausage. That's what I would say.
Oh, okay.
It's Polish. I assume there'd be like some brats rolling around.
Sure. Definitely some pierogies.
Sure.
Beep, bop, boop. Okay. Well, thank you for the...
Remember, like, I would ask Carolina about Polish food.
What would she say?
None of the answers were satisfying to me.
Why?
Because it was just like, what's Polish food? She's like, I don't know. We don't really have a food. I'm like, what are we talking? Like krauts? Are we talking like pickled vegetables? Sausages? What are we doing?
Wow. Okay.
I'm a curious party.
So this is good au pair information, I think.
Yes, and we also have more au pair information coming.
We do.
This is from Emily. She wanted to contribute to the world's slowest message board. She has an au pair taking care of their 15-month-old girl for the last 10 months. It's been a wonderful experience. Cannot imagine childcare any other way. She's part of the family now, and the daughter loves the au pair so much. When I started looking for an au pair, my only requirements were Spanish speaking, infant qualified, a little bit older in the au pair range. Au pairs are usually 18 to 26. I wanted an older au pair because my daughter was only 5 months old when she came to live with us. Our au pair was 25 when she arrived. For our agency, Agent Au Pair, some of the au pairs have an infant qualified designation. That helped me find an au pair with the experience that had experience with small babies. And lastly, I wanted an au pair that would speak to my daughter in Spanish all day. Looking for an au pair is a lot like online dating. Both the families and the au pairs make profiles. Families look at the au pair profiles. If they like the au pair profile, they request to talk to the au pair. And the au pair can look at the family and be like, I don't want to talk to that family. And then, if you guys both swipe the same way, you get to do an interview. They had several video calls before they invited this person they never met to come live with them. They made the agreement, continued video chatting weekly and messages on WhatsApp before they arrived because they love encrypted messages. And that helped build the relationship before she got there.
Thank you for sort of telling us what is in this email.
I mean, it's a lot of words and I'm just like trying my best to like, anyway. The reason Emily looked into the au pair program because she thought it was a good fit for her family. Childcare was going to cost about $16,000 a year, and the agent fees and the au pair stipend, it was going to cost about $20,000 a year. Though it's more expensive, the convenience of having one-on-one in-home care was priceless. And yes, there are additional expenses. Federal law says they must have a bedroom with a locking door, provide 3 meals daily. They tell her she can eat anything in the kitchen. She frequently joins them for dinner. She uses a cell phone that's on their cell phone plan, and host families do not have to buy health insurance for au pairs. This is taken care of by the agency prior to the au pair's arrival. And yes, you can provide a car for the au pair if you want. We're a single car family, and the au pair does not know how to drive, so providing a car was a non-issue for us.
Okay, fair. Wow.
The au pair program is a cultural exchange program. They provide 45 hours a week of childcare in exchange for a chance to live in another country. Au pairs can only take care of the child-related tasks around the house. They can prep food for the children, clean up for the children, do laundry for the children, keep the children's area tidy. They're not housekeepers, and they don't do things like your laundry or vacuuming the house. The au pair is part of the family. Mutually agreed that she does the dinner dishes on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and I do them Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Made the arrangement because she was actually feeling uncomfortable that she was not contributing to the household enough as a family member. All that to say, the emailer asking about au pairs, if you think it's a good fit for your family, look into it. Communication's key. Be upfront about your needs, expectations. For example, if you needed the au pair to transport your children, someone who is not comfortable driving would be a deal breaker. Emily's very happy with their au pair. And, another thing. It's also important to find out what the au pair wants to gain from the experience. Our au pair wanted to improve her English. She sounds like a native English speaker and travel. Oh, so she sounds like. So far, she has been to Disneyland, Palm Springs, Maui, Portland, Coos Bay, in Oregon, Leavenworth, Washington. She's going to visit Reno soon.
Wow.
Hello, West Coast and Hawaii. They're so happy. She's living with them from 21 to September 23. September 21, September 23. Wow. They're thankful for her being part of their daughter's lives. And the daughter's lucky to have a third adult around them who loves them just as much as mom and dad. Emily closes saying, thanks for the podcast, Dory and Matt. Looks forward to it every week. That's Emily in Tacoma, Washington, 2800 square feet. Toddler, Costa Rican au pair, two cats. She doesn't know how big the TV is. It's on the small end of large. It's mostly for her husband's video games. Probably 4 to 5 barbecue hot dogs at this point. Thank you, Emily.
Wow. Okay.
I hope I did serve you, serve your Emily, your Emily's email well with my summary.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you for all this info. It's helpful to hear from people who have had positive au pair experiences. So thank you for sharing.
Get some negs in. Come on.
Wow. All right. Well,
shall we?
Let's take a little break.
Oh.
Well, BRB.
There we go.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, we're back.
Hello.
I meant to ask.
Yes.
Holly, if Banner is available to say hello to Bear. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. All right. This is from Ariel. Hi, Dory and Matt, longtime listener, first time emailer. I found you guys through Matt's appearance on Gilmore Guys and have been listening to at least 3 episodes a day.
God.
That's a lot of us. Wait a second. My very quiet office.
How did you, so I was on Gilmore Guys. I don't know. The show's been off for 4 years. I was on it probably 5. Are you just where'd you find Gilmore Guys? I want to know about your delayed podcast listening. It sounds fascinating.
At least 3 episodes a day in my very quiet office. I'm almost caught up and can't imagine how I'll get through my workday without you. Well, you know, we do have a Patreon.
Oh, there's 2 a month in there going back a couple years.
Patreon.com/excellentventure. Okay. I have a beautiful 5-month-old science baby boy that my wife and I so happily welcomed via reciprocal IVF after a shaky 3 years of trying. I'm writing in today to send out a board book aggression signal. I am an avid reader and have always dreamt of my kids enjoying trips to the library and getting lost in thousands of fictional worlds like I did growing up. We've been reading to our son since before he was born, and things really started to pay off when he would reach out for books, try to turn pages, and smile at new pictures at 4 months old. Now our boy is 5 months old, and out of nowhere, after smiling at the pages and enjoying himself, when we get to the last page of any book, new or familiar, he gets sad and starts crying.
Jesus.
It takes at least 5 minutes to calm him down. We've tried giving the book back, which calms him down for a second, but he goes back to screaming. We've tried reading before bed / naps or when he's fully awake and happy. I'm not sure what happened, but maybe your listeners have had a similar issue. Any suggestions to make books his happy place again? Any ideas would be helpful. Looks like I'm one of those long emailers. Feel free to edit. Thank you, Ariel. 2 adult ladies, 1 5-month-old baby boy, and 3 large cats living in a 929 square foot apartment. It was IVF or a house. We chose IVF. Been there. Only vegan hot dogs, which I know don't count. PPS, still loving the Disney and Bake Off portions of the pod.
You know what I would try? This is like right up my alley of solving infant and toddler problems with crying. I would have the next book ready to go and do a quick swap before the last page.
I don't hate that.
And then they're just like so confused by what's happening. They don't have time to cry. That's right. Overstimulation. Also, this strikes me as a very temporary problem.
Okay, so I was going to say, I mean, welcome to being a parent when, like, just when you think you have something, like, down, everything changes, like, on a dime, and you don't know why. And there's not really an explanation a lot of the time. But, like, a lot of the stuff is very short-lived, and you got to kind of just, like, roll with it. So I was going to say something along those lines. The other thing I was going to say is, like, it's not, like, the worst thing. I know it's upsetting when babies cry, but it's also, like, not the end of the world when they cry. Like, babies cry, and they get upset at random shit. And I think, like, trying to make them not cry at all costs is, like, ultimately, well, A, it's, like, a losing battle. And B, it's, like, probably not healthy for them. Like, something about the ending of books right now is upsetting him. And, like, I think it's good for you to just sort of hear him and say, oh, you're really sad that that book is ending. You're really sad that that book ended. And just kind of, like, hold space for his feelings. Like, yes, he's only 5 months old, but, like, it's good practice to get into, I think. And then you can have another book ready to go.
Like, there's another book.
Yeah. Ooh, look at that. I also, the only other thing I would say is, like, this doesn't sound to me like aggression. You said bored book aggression signal. I think it's, like, more like book emotion.
Yeah, it doesn't sound, unless you can see that the baby has, like, the angry cry happening, but.
Sounds like he's sad.
Yeah.
I get it. Well, I hope that's helpful. If other people have thoughts, please let us know. Okay. Julie writes, hey, Matt and Dory, I have a job idea for Matt since he said he's welcoming ideas.
Okay, go.
You could offer tutorials or classes or consulting about the various interesting things you know how to do, e.g. podcasting, TV writing, playing guitar, building guitars, playing golf, house projects, counting hot dogs, etc. Really, you could teach others about any of your interests, and there would probably be an audience if you find the right platform, maybe something like Udemy or Skillshare. That's my idea to help you think outside the box.
I'll just do Skillshare. I'll just be my own Skillshare.
Yeah.
I'll be like, this is everything I know.
And in the meantime, I hope you and the listeners will join me in rejecting the idea that our individual worth is determined by our jobs or productivity, which is an important lesson I've been learning as a disabled and chronically ill person who can only work very part-time.
Oh, no, Julie. It's just defined by money. Individual worth is defined by how much money you have, thanks to our wonderful society.
P.S. I just listened to the most recent episode where Dory also mentioned thinking about future career stuff, and I think you could also offer online classes, maybe for writing, podcasting, or IVF-related stuff. Dory, you also previously mentioned an interest in getting into voice acting. Did you ever follow up on that? I think you have a great voice for it. I'm also interested in getting into voice acting, though I don't know where to start. All right, well, duly noted about the online classes. Voice acting. I looked into this. It seems like the way to kind of get into voice acting is to take a voice acting class, which all seem to be on Zoom right now, I guess because of the pandemic, although, like, a lot of other things are not on Zoom anymore.
Oh, look at this. We have a, come on in. We have a guest coming. Hello, Henry.
What red means?
Red means it's recording.
Why?
Because we're recording. Henry, someone wrote into the podcast and asked if you could say hello to their son, Bear. Can you say hi, Bear?
What is it?
He's Bear. Bear is the name of the son who really enjoys your podcast appearances.
Yeah.
Okay, so all you gotta do is say, hello, Bear. Ready?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hello, Bear.
There you go. That is a really, Henry, you're a pro. I think you should become a podcaster. You could tell us, like, what's going on at preschool.
Okay.
All right, so, like, let's see. What's your favorite thing to do? What was your favorite thing you did at preschool this week?
When?
How about Friday? You did anything, yeah. Did you like riding tricycles?
No.
Oh, did you like painting?
Yeah.
Nice.
What colors did you paint with?
No colors.
No colors? Interesting. Do you mean that you painted with...
Helvetica?
You like fonts? What?
Helvetica.
Can you say Comic Sans?
Comic Sans.
Courier New. Dita, that's what Dita writes scripts in.
What blue means?
When it's blue, that means that we've stopped recording.
Brown means?
Brown means that the track is being edited.
And what gray is?
Gray means that I've muted that track. These are the colors of GarageBand, if anyone is wondering.
And what red means?
Red means we're recording. That's why it's red right now.
Why?
Because right now, what we're saying is being preserved.
Yeah.
So that we can listen back to it later, or we could, you know, burn it to some sort of disc.
Do you want to talk about your new bike?
Yeah.
What color is your new bike?
It's orange.
Yeah.
I'm done now.
Oh, okay. You can be done now. Thank you for visiting us, Henry. We appreciate it.
I want to see that timer.
You want to see the time timer? Okay. Have a good time. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy your gift for appearing on the show. Dita's time timer. Holly, thanks for bringing him by. Okay. Time timer success. I mean, that was his most coherent appearance yet.
Yeah, for sure. Bear got his shout out.
Yeah. He answered some questions.
Yeah.
He had some thoughts.
He did. Revoice acting. I was just going to say that I think I would take a class. I would have to take a class. And it seems like they're all on Zoom right now. I'm like, I don't know.
You don't think that would be good?
I don't know. Maybe
I feel like a lot of the recording is on Zoom nowadays.
Yeah. Maybe I should just do it. It's a big time commitment. So I'd have to
How
figure
much
out.
Time?
It's like at least 3 hours a week.
That's like a round of golf. You're fine. You can do it. Bo, what are you doing under there?
Bobo, come here. Home podcasting.
Back it up, Bo. Back it up.
Anyway, I'll keep everyone posted.
Is this the kind of thing you don't want happening in your Zoom voice acting class?
Yes, exactly.
Relax, Bobo. Relax.
But yeah, thank you for those suggestions, and I'll think about offering a class. Well, thanks everyone for listening to our
I would say show. This podcast, though on the shorter side, was probably per minute the most entertaining we've done in a while.
Wow.
Yeah. Everything from me at some points describing Emily's email as though I was Emily, at other points reading it verbatim. Another time's third-personing it.
Yeah, that was great.
A lot of narrative shifts in that, and I think it was really a hoot.
It was great.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Wait, oh, we got to do names.
Everyone else, stick around. Names are coming.
Just a reminder, you can support us on Patreon. You get up to 2 bonus episodes a month. That's at patreon.com/excellentadventure. And you get your name read on the podcast each month.
Support the show.
Support the show.
I don't have a job. This is my job. Support my job.
All right. Thanks to the following Patreon supporters.
Abba N.
Alec Meredith Fletcher and Florence Babel.
Alex Liu.
Alice.
Alicia.
Amanda Powell.
Amy.
Andrew McClure.
Andy James.
Ann Fluker.
Ann K.
Anna Ratliff.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people who choose to be not anonymous but also still support us. Thank you.
April Hulwerda.
Ariana Perry.
Ariel.
Ashley Cecil Lee.
Aubrey Joanne.
Aurora and Zelda.
Ainsley.
Bethany Whipperman. I skip Becca Foster.
Brianne Hudson.
Britt S. Baker.
Bruno Macias.
CJ.
Carly Moore.
Carol Balala McNamara.
Caroline Crampton.
Carolyn Land.
Carolyn N.
Casey Rowe.
Kathy Hill.
Cecily Templeton.
Shinami Worth.
Christina.
Claire Dealey.
Corinne Morgan.
And Crescent Martin.
There you go. Thank you, everybody. Okay, now the show is officially done for the week. We'll see you next week.
Bye.